Rav Bar Shvuah went to visit Rav Nachman and they served him a cooked liver. He didn't need it. They told Rav Nachman he didn't need it. Rav Nachman said, stuff it down his throat. Machloikus between Rav Bar Shvuah and Rav Nachman is actually a machloikus among Tanoim. We find Rabbi Eliezer says that a liver makes other meat usher, but does not become usher itself because it discharges blood but doesn't absorb. Rabbi Shmuel son of Rabbi Yechim Rebreka says a spiced liver makes other meat usher and it itself also becomes usher, and a cooked liver makes other meat usher and it itself also becomes usher. Rav Bar Avuna visited Rav Bar of Nachman and he saw that they had roasted a liver that had collected blood in the internal vessels. He told them that's not how we may roast a liver. Rather, it has to be cut open lengthwise and widthwise, and then roasted with the cut facing downwards. The Gemara says, although this is necessary for a liver, it's not necessary for a spleen. For although the spleen is red, it's not due to blood, but rather it's the natural color of the spleen. Like Gemara Baita, we have learned, it's mutter to roast a liver above another piece of meat, because the blood from the liver slides off the other piece of meat, and is not absorbed by it. However, it's also to roast an udder above the other piece of meat, because the milk from the udder sticks to the meat underneath it, and is absorbed by it. Rav Dimi of Narado taught the opposite, the reason being that milk of a shechted animal is only also drabbanon, whereas blood is also deraisa. Marei Medashin, that the halacha is one may roast a liver or an udder underneath another piece of meat, but with regard to roasting them on top of another piece of meat, it's also the chatchil b'mutter b'dihevet. Rav Ashi went to visit his father-in-law, Rami Bar Abba, and saw that Rami's son was roasting a liver on top of another piece of meat. He voiced his disapproval and said, it's only mutter b'dihevet, not l'chatchil. If someone put a pan under the roasting meats to catch the fats, then even roasting a liver under a piece of meat would be aser because the blood would become mixed with fats in the pan and someone who eats the fats would be eating blood. Why are we not concerned about the blood of any piece of meat that's roasted with a pan underneath? Furthermore, the blood of other meats sinks to the bottom while the fats flow to the top. They are therefore easily separated. The blood of a liver floats and therefore becomes totally mixed with the fats. Zogmar Vaiter of Nachman and Shmuel said, a knife used for shchita, which absorbs some blood, may not be used to cut hot food. If it was used to cut cold food, some say the food must be rinsed, some say it does not even have to be rinsed. Rehuda the name of Shmuel said, a plate on which meat was salted to remove its blood may not then be used to eat hot food on it. Shmuel is following his view that salting is like something that's hot and pickling is like something that's cooked. Rav the name of Rechen and said that salting is not like something that's hot and pickling is not like something that's cooked. Abaya said, in fact, Rabbi Yochanan never said that. We find the Rav Ami, who was a Talmud of Rabbi Yochanan, broke an earthenware plate that he used for salting meat. It must be that he heard from Rabbi Yochanan that salting is like something that is hot. Zakmari Rav Kahana, the brother of Yehuda, was sitting by Rav Huna and said, a plate on which meat was salted to remove his blood may not then be used to eat hot food on it, but a radish that was cut with a meat knife may be eaten with kutach, which is a dairy dip. Fekma, why is it that there's a difference between the case of the plate and the case of the radish? So Abaya said, the radish absorbed mutter flavor, whereas the plate absorbed usher flavor. Rava asks, why does that make a difference? At the end of the day, the mutter meat flavor becomes mixed with dairy and becomes usher. And Fekma, rather, Rava said the difference is that the radish can be tasted to see if it's mutter to be eaten with dairy, whereas the hot food on the plate can never be tasted because the blood is usher. A papa asks, why can't we have a non-Jewish chef taste the hot food on the plate and see if there's blood in it? Rava answered, I'm referring to a case where there is no non-Jewish chef around to taste for us. Zakmar Vaita, with regard to hot fish that was put on a meat plate, Rav says it may not be eaten with kutach. Shmuel says it may be eaten with kutach. Rav said it's also because the taste of the meat that has been imparted into the fish. Shmuel says mutter because it's an imparted taste of an imparted taste, meaning it's not barnat. This ruling of Rav was not stated explicitly, but rather was inferred from an incident. Rav went to the house of his grandson, Rav Simon Bar Chiya. Rav had an issue with his eye, and they prepared a medicine for him. They later used that same plate from the medicine for hot food, and Rav commented he was still able to taste the medicine in that food, which is the case of not barnat, and suggests that Rav held that even not barnat gives taste. However, it may be that Rav only held that way regarding the medicine, which gave off an especially strong taste. So, Gemara Vayta, Rabbi Elazar was standing by Mar Shmuel, and they brought hot fish on a meat plate, and Mar Shmuel ate it with kutach. He gave some to Rabbi Elazar, but he wouldn't eat it. And he said to Rabbi Elazar, I gave this to your Rebbe, to Rav, from whom you have learned that it's usher, and he ate it, and you won't eat it. Rabbi Elazar went to Rav and asked whether he had retracted his ruling. Rav responded, it never happened that he was given this to eat, and therefore it never happened that he ate from it. Rav Huna and Rav Chiya and Chiya Bar Ashi were sitting on opposite sides of the Sura River. One of them was given hot fish on a meat plate and he ate it with kutach. The other was given figs and grapes during his meal and he ate them without making a bracha. Each one felt the other acted improperly. The one who ate the fish with kutach explained that he held like Shmuel permits it. The one who ate figs and grapes without making a bracha said he held like Rav Chiya, who says that one doesn't make a bracha on these after having eaten bread. Chizki the name of Rabbi said the halacha is that hot fish that was put on a meat plate may be eaten with kutach, but radish that was cut with a knife that's used to cut that was used to cut meat may not be eaten with kutach. However, this chumra applies only to radishes, which absorb due to their sharpness. If squash was cut with a meat knife, he would only have to scrape off the area of the cut and could eat the rest with kutach. If someone cut turnip stalks with a meat knife, they could be eaten with kutach. If someone cut beets with a meat knife, they're also to be eaten with kutach. However, if you cut a turnip, then a beet, then a turnip, then a beet, etc., the beet could be eaten with kutach because the sweet flavor of the turnip prevents the beet from absorbing the flavor of the meat.